wake up, my queens. You are the beautiful. You are the beautiful black queen. You are the beautiful. You are the beautiful black queen. Mother of the earth, the essence of life, the mother of nations, nurturer of great generations.
Hi, I am Empress Sharon Eam, bringing the truth of our stolen history. The mothership has landed. She is your modern-day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with Eyes Can See.
You are the beautiful nurturer. You are the beautiful
essence of life.
You are the beautiful
mother of the universe.
You are the beautiful.
You're not what they say.
You are the beautiful.
You're not a female doll.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for attending. I'm sorry my show is late today. That is because we had some difficulties at the radio station, so I have to do this from home today. And in doing this from home, let's get started. So this is an Eyes Can See podcast, and like I said, thank you guys for tuning in to receive more knowledge and understanding of our true identity. And thank you for not settling for where you are or for who, you know, the world tells you that you are. We're currently closing out this old decade and we have entered into a new one. So we just didn't go into a new year. We left the old decade and we're going into something new. The second Exodus is soon upon us. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing today? Hope you're having a wonderful day. Sorry about this broadcast being late, but I'm here. Okay, so the second Exodus is in our lifetime. And let's hear what some prophetic voices have to say about this magical matrix system that we are now living in. So let's start off with prayer. Thank you, Father, for blessing me with this platform. Thank you that this knowledge may enlighten your people as to who they are and whose they are. In Jesus' name, and may we each spread this message so that we can all wake up together. In Jesus' name, amen. And also, we're going to do Isaiah 61, 1 through 3, because that is who we are. And we will go with, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So as I said, I'm going to give you guys, you know, the word for what has what is being said about this new year 2020 that we have, with this new decade that we have entered into. And you know, 2020 means perfect vision, right? So it's not about just perfect vision, it's about spiritual vision. So all of this is coming around, like Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun. So with that being said, all of this is going, is like everything that has happened before will happen again. And as I you know, keep giving everyone information as to how this all happened with us, we know that all the kingdoms started off as melanated kingdoms. They were brown-skinned people like us, who started all of these kingdoms, who built this civilization, who, built this world, who caused this world to, be what it is. So everything is going back to the way it started. We started off melanated. We're going to go back to being melanated. So come on. I'm going to give you these words, what they said, and then I'm going to give you what our Heavenly Father has given me for everyone. And hi, D'Angelo. Hi, James. Hi, Anthony. Hey, Zaki. Hey, Geraldine. And happy Friday to you too. And Michael Carr. Hey, everyone. And thank you guys for tuning in again for another broadcast of Eyes Can See. So we're going to start off with 2020, the year of revelation. This is by this lady, Gina Lamorte, from New York, New York. She says the word revelation is defined as an act or communicating divine truth, something that is revealed by God to humans, an act of revealing to view or making known. So yes, we have heard that this new year 2020 is about having clear vision. But I tell you, there's a deeper meaning worth seeking out. In 2020, we must walk in divine revelation. We must be able to see behind what we are actually seeing, y'all. That's what I've been telling y'all. We about to find out how all this happened, what all this truly means, and how we are positioned in the middle of all of this. So let's see what she said. Okay, our spiritual eyesight that's filtered through the lens of our hearts. Haven't I been telling you guys that? That our eyes, this spiritual eye is attached to our heart, y'all. Okay, so must become 2020 so that we are positioned in a place to reveal the revelation that Yahweh has for us. Just as the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians, we need to prepare the eyes of our heart, y'all, that eye of our heart to be enlightened, to receive the revelation of what's behind, what we are about to see, and what all of heaven is about to unveil in the earth, y'all. Yahweh says, there's nothing that he will just spring upon you. He said he gonna tell you about it first before, he does a thing. He said he tell you about it first. So y'all just keep your eyes open because we're about to see what the heck is really going on here. Yep, we are about to see the total truth behind the scenes. So dive deeper to search out the hidden truths. By preparing the eyes of our heart, 2020 will become a year of greater depths and following rivers that we have yet to experience. If we choose to dive deep and search out the mysteries of heaven, we will receive a prophet's reward. I say unto you, seek and you will find. Dive deep as to the bottom of the ocean. Yes, that deep to find these treasures that I have been speaking to you about. Going deeper is to understand that the true revelation is about the unveiling of Christ to our hearts. Ephesians 1 and 18 tells us that the eyes of our heart must become enlightened in order that we may know the hope to which he has called us to, the riches of his glory, his glorious inheritance to his holy people. Now, I told y'all about that inheritance, right? I told y'all that we as a people who were stolen, who were pulled, snatched from, uprooted from where we had landed in the world. You know, we ran from our country in 70 AD when we were exiled. We ran into the interior parts of Africa, on the continent of Africa. So, you know, our treasures we couldn't take with us, y'all. You know, we lost the church. The church was under us. It was ours, you know, the Israelites and the church. Come on, they worked hand in hand, you know. This word was given to the Gentiles because the Israelite had failed our Heavenly Father. So he did that in order to make us jealous. So we're in that timing now, you all. So that's just to say that all of this is about to come to a head, and we are about to find out, you know, what's really going on and how we are as a people, Yahweh's chosen people, the Israelites. Now, there's two things going on here that I don't want you guys to get confused. There's something going on with the church, and there's something going on with Israel. And as I kept telling you guys, we are truly Israel. All you have to do is go to the museum, archaeological museum, the one in Hyde Park, under Chicago University, on the campus of Chicago University, on 58th Street, and you will see our ancestors. You will see who is truly Shem. Shem looked just like me and you, hair and skin, just like me and you, y'all. So there's no getting away from that. And whatever stories that are being told, however our enemy has stole, you know, they're the victors. You know, Rome attacked us and Rome won. It was time for them to, you know, take rulership. So they're telling the story the way that they want to tell it. So right now they look like, you know, the people who are the, you know, biblical characters of the Bible. They look like they are the people from, you know, what they call now the Middle East. But we know Africa is black, Africa is hot. And hey, you're going to get a suntan if you over there in Africa in the hot sun, especially if you working in the hot sun. Come on now, y'all. It don't take a rocket science to put this together. 1 + 1 = 2 all day long. So I just wanted to reiterate that. I know I keep telling you guys that, but I want you to really get that because that's the heart of our understanding as to who we are and what has happened to us. So again, by preparing the eyes of our heart, 2020 will become a year of great depths and flowing rivers that we have yet to experience. If we choose to dive deep and search out the mysteries of heaven, we will receive a prophet's reward. I say unto you, seek and you shall find. Dive deep as to the bottom of the ocean. Yes, that deep. To find the treasures that I have been speaking to you about. Going deeper is to understand the true revelation. Understand that true revelation is about the unveiling of Christ in our hearts. Ephesians 1 and 18 tells us that the eyes of our heart must become enlightened in order that we may know the hope to which he has called us to. The riches of his glorious inheritance to his holy people, which I said is us and the church. Those who are truly the church. We must truly desire these depths and truths and this cleanliness of our own hearts in order to receive the revelation we so greatly desire to be revealed. I recently, and this lady who we're talking about, who wrote this vision, her name is Gina Lamorte, recently had a vision when she heard these lyrics to a famous worship song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Now, I want to put something in here right here. This is what I'm saying as to what she is saying right now. Now, she's saying, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Now, I want you all to understand something. As I said, we are the chosen people. We are the ones with the 400 years. Now, I want to say about what she's saying, open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. And that is to understand that the people who we see today as being the biblical characters are not the true people. The Caucasian people who do have an unfair advantage because it is said that, you know, they are the superior people, but that's not according to the word of God. So yes, the eyes of the people's hearts need to be open so they can understand that we are all living under fallacies, that we are all living under somebody else's, you know, vision of what they want it to be true. This is not true of what we are living today. Our reality is not true. So that is why we're living in revelations, which means to reveal what has happened in darkness, so we can all come to the understanding of what is truly going on. So yes, open the eyes of my heart for understanding, that I may understand what has happened, that the world may understand what has happened. We all have a spiritual eye, and we will all come to the understanding of what has happened. That's why we are not allowed to really, you know, have powers or superpowers with our spiritual eye, because it's not that time yet, y'all. Now, when we're going into, you know, we are already into a new dispensation of time. Now, that's when this is connected to the new timing season that we're going into. And everybody will see that. When, you know, this, the truth of our reality is revealed, then this is a part of that truth. So we all will see. We all go understand and see, y'all. So she says, while I heard these words, I could see a man wiping off his heart, which were his eyeglasses, with a dirty rag of muck and mire, which only continued to spread the dirt around the lens. See? True vision didn't want to come, you know, show that who the true people are, so you can get a clear understanding of what is happening. So in the next scene, I saw the man allowed the Lord to clean off his heart, which were the eyeglasses, with his tears. The man's heart lenses was now crystal clear, free of all blurred focus, not because of his own work, but because he allowed the love of Christ to come into his heart and wipe it clean with his tears. The message of this image was so powerful to me. It is through the tears of Christ wiping away our pain and cleansing our own hearts that enables us to see clearly again through the eyes of our heart. This is one of the treasures he has for us. His tears cleanses our pain. What other words do we need to find on this treasure hunt of heaven? What mysteries have yet to be solved? What is God trying to reveal and heal in us that we haven't been able to see in the last decade? If we continue to search out his mysteries, revelations will come. The unveiling will come. Our heart will be cleared of cloudiness. As according to Acts 2 and 38, each of you must repent for your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness is another gift. Forgiveness of others and forgiveness towards ourselves. Ourselves is really the key, as well as forgiving others. We must forgive ourselves. Is a necessary step in the process of allowing the eyes of our heart to become enlightened and to walk in divine revelation, removing the spiritual cataracts. I have an auntie who works for an ophthalmologist. I was recently in her kitchen listening to her describe a patient's cataract surgery. She explained the cataracts are a lens that's falsely put upon the eyes. Y'all. Ooh, it's like cataracts on the eyes of this vision that we are seeing, our present day vision. It's like a cataract that we're looking through. It's a fallacy. This whole vision of our reality is right now a fallacy that is about to be revealed. You know, the truth is about to be revealed, y'all. So she says it's a veil that needs to be removed, and it's formed on the eye because of time and age. Wow, it's been 400 years, y'all. time and age. Stick with me now so you can, you know, keep up with what I'm saying. According to the Cataract Association, the cataract is the clouding of the eye's natural lens. So we're looking through a cloud, y'all, a cloudy lens that is not telling us the truth. It is the most common cause of vision loss, and it's also the principal cause of blindness in the world. So now they want to blind the whole world. Satan wants to blind the whole world with lies. See, this is how Satan went out and deceived the whole world, y'all, with who truly are the children of God. He got you believing that these Caucasians, these people who call themselves the church, are the true people. No, they're not. It's a lens pulled over our eyes, a faulty lens, a cloudy lens that is not the truth. So most cataracts develop when aging or injury changes the tissue that makes up your eye lens. While we were praying for someone that day, the Lord said, I am removing the cataract off of people's eyes. The Lord wants to remove this spiritual veil. Oh, he is going to remove this spiritual veil. It ain't that he want to remove it. He is going to remove it because truth must prevail. Truth must come forth. You can't hide truth forever. Truth gonna find its way out, you know, out of darkness. It's gonna shine like the morning day sun. It's gonna shine where everybody will know what is truly the truth. So I asked the question, what has made us spiritually blind? Has injuries, woundedness, unforgiveness, unholiness eroded our vision? I believe it's time to turn back to God and allow him to remove the spiritual cataracts from our eyes. It is time to dive deeper and see what Jesus is really showing us. There is a choice to make to remove this veil off our eyes. It can be removed by letting God go into the deeper places of our hearts to heal them. We can't do it by ourselves. We see this. There's nothing we can do to heal these inward parts. This is the work of the Lord, you know, that he has to do. So we must allow him to go into those places. All you have to do is say, I surrender. Just hold your hands up and say, I surrender, Father. Have your way. Have your way in my life. You heal these places. I can't do it. I need your help. It's just that simple. That's all we have to do. Okay, so we can choose to get the spiritual surgery or remain prideful and allow the lens to remain veiled. What we see and what's revealed is going to make all the differences in the year ahead. Revelation 20. The books are being opened, y'all. I can't help but get excited every time I read the book of Revelations. It brings me so much joy, revealing Christ and his victory throughout the scripture. It is such an encouragement of his unending love for us. When diving into the passage of scripture from Revelation 20, it also reminds us of Satan's defeat and how beautiful the final judgment is. The books are open. Now, she's speaking to the church, but I'm speaking to Israel because we're melanated Israel. So let's make sure we are doing all that we can with what he has given us. It's recorded in the books. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it. The dead in Hades gave up the dead that were in them. Hades was thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found in the written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. That's Revelations 20, 15 through 11. So Revelations 20 is also a prelude to Revelations 21. the unveiling of the New Jerusalem. It feels like a prophetic timetable for us as we move into this new decade of 2020, y'all. Then we will move into the following year, 2021. The Revelation 21 prophetically outlines what to expect. Seeing a new heaven and a new earth, the holy city and the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Church, we are preparing for Christ's return, and we must fasten our gaze unto our Savior and Bridegroom. He is coming. Let us prepare for that time, for that time is now. Okay, I told you guys that the second Exodus is soon upon us. And also with the second Exodus, we are going to the wilderness of nations, melanated Israel, and the stranger that is attached to Israel, which is the church, y'all. This is also the church that is attached to Israel. We are going to the wilderness of nations. Now, Isaiah 60, and I believe that's 8 through 12, tells us that we are going there, you know, by planes, airplanes, and by ships, y'all. And it is for a time of judgment. But I don't want you guys to think of judgment, you know, as like, you're gonna, you know, like, if you were so bad, you're gonna go to hell forever. You're gonna burn in the lake of fire, whatever. We know what the word of God says, but Yahweh says he's gonna give us all a chance to come to him. You still gonna have a decision. Choose you this day of whom you will serve. Come on, that is still the choice. Yes, your, you know, the record of what you've done is still before you. Yeah, it's still before him, but who's covering your sin, y'all? You can't cover your own sin. We got to have the blood. The blood covers. So without the blood, I don't know what to tell you. Then you can look at that other thing as a death sentence. If you don't have a blood covering, because we need something, y'all, with what Satan did when he fell into this earth, when he was kicked out of heaven and he fell into the earth as being God of this earth, he switched our book of the law, which was our book of life that we used to follow as a guidebook. He switched that thing around on us and made it religion. And you know religion kills. Religion has a sword that says, you better serve God this way or you die. That's what Christianity says. Or the Muslim says, Sharia law. Come on. God says, choose you this day whom you will serve. He ain't say he was going to get no sword after you if you didn't choose to serve him. He says to serve him is your choice. It's your choice. Now, he puts his spirit down in each of us to draw us to him. Now, if you ain't got a spirit in you, and if you ain't being drawn, that's a dangerous place. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. But I can tell you that you will have an opportune time to turn this thing around, y'all. I don't think it's so final that if you messed up all your life and you have a heart for God, if you come to the understanding and realization that God's word is true and you want a part of him and his son Jesus, you still going to have that opportune time. The word of God says you will. Okay, so moving on. Restoration and reformation are coming. True reformation cannot begin without restoration, but first we need revelation, especially with us melanated Israel. We need revelation of who we are. The world says that you Negroes. The world says you came from Canaan. The world says that you a slave of slaves. But you know what? The world is wrong, and the world cannot continue to tell those lies like that. That's why now they have developed scientific racism. And scientific racism is what gives them their right to be superior, y'all. It's what they use in order to have an unfair advantage over us. Because the Gentiles, which this is Satan's rule, he's ruling under Esau, which is our progenitor's twin, Esau and Jacob. We are Jacob. Esau is the one who is in control and in rulership now. So right now, he's fighting to retain what he has. That is Satan, y'all. This is Satan's time to rule. So if we come to that knowledge and come to that understanding, and we, you know, realize that all of this that we're under is filled with a bunch of lies, fallacies. This stuff is not even real because they're not tied to an inheritance. Where is their inheritance? Find me where they have an inheritance. The Bible only speaks of one people having an inheritance. Who is that people that they speak of, y'all? Melanated Israel. We went through the 400 years. We have fulfilled scripture. It tells you who you are, melanated Israel. You're not the people who are living over there in Israel now, calling themselves Jews and are not. Just like Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9 says. So come on, y'all, let's read for understanding. So anyway, Galatians 2 and 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. How can we expect to cooperate anointing if we aren't allowing the Lord to deal with us personally within our own hearts? This heart gotta be dealt with, y'all, because whatever is in the heart flows out of the mouth. Whatever's in your heart, that mouth gonna speak it. So this needs to be corrected. So, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will come to a people with clean hearts that are unified and purified in the body. In 2020, we should allow the Lord to personally restore our hearts and bring forth the revelation we need to see so that we can unite corporately and bring the glory as we come to the end of 2020. There will be a purging and cleansing, as well as a time of transformation that takes place in the early months of 2020. A clean heart doesn't mean perfection, y'all. It just means that you have allowed God to come in and to work with you. You're admitting to him you're not perfect and you need help. That's all that means. It does not mean you're perfect, not by a long shot, because we were born into sin and we will never be perfect. But it does mean purification of motives. It means to turn away from that thing. Okay? So a purification of motives. A bride without spot or wrinkle has a clean and pure heart that isn't driven by self, but is directed by the kingdom with a compassion for people just like Jesus. We must have a compassion for people, y'all. Got to. If you don't, we lost. We lost, okay? For if we truly believe that we have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, then our personal agendas and motivations for self-gain should be null and void, because they are no longer part of a kingdom mindset. Restoration can only be birthed after personal restoration has come. Okay, so reformation can only be birthed after personal restoration has come. I beseech you to allow the Lord to open the eyes of your heart as you enter into this new decade. Have no fear. The Lord is near, y'all. Let him go into the deeper places of your heart that prior to this year you have blocked off to him. We can feel secure that our destinies are woven into the fabric of heaven, and personal restoration is at hand, because Ephesians 2 and 10 says, even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. So we all have assignments, y'all. We got to be about that assignment. We are his masterpiece of restoration, and he will redeem what has been lost. What's been lost, y'all? Our identity. It was stripped from us in 1619, but our treasures were stripped from us in 70 AD. So just know that what was lost to us will be given back to us. God says his people perish for a lack of knowledge. He don't want you to be in a place where you don't understand and know who you are, melanated Israel. He ain't put you in the earth just for that. Do you not to know who you are and whose you are? Oh, no, 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 no. So everybody needs to be excited and full of expectation for the river of revelation to flow into Reformation. It begins with opening the eyes of our hearts as we walk into the freshness of 2020. That was by Gina Lamorte. And her email is Gina, G-I-N-A, at GinaLamorte.com. And her website is www.GinaLamorte.com. Her last name is spelled LAMORTE.com. So that was that word, which that was a great word. That was a good word. Yes, the eyes of our hearts do need to be enlightened. It does need to be open because we do need to allow God to recondition our hearts, y'all. We got to allow him to recondition our hearts. So this next word I'm going to give to you is by Hakeem Collins of Wilmington, Delaware. And his message is about decrees that move mountains in 2020 and beyond. He said the other day he was in prayer. The Lord spoke to him and said that 2020 will be a year and start of a new decade where our prophetic decrees will move impossible situations out of our way. The impossible will become the possible in the lives of God's people, y'all. Speak that thing, speak that word in season and out of season. We speak the word of God that transforms and moves and changes situations. And changes, just change everything, y'all, when we trust in that word. So he says, it's time. It says, the impossible will become the possible in the lives of God's people. It's time to speak to your mountains. In a vision, the Lord showed me demonic opposition that looked like mountains towering over the people of God. That's those giants, y'all. These rigid mountains were standing between their breakthroughs and prayers being answered. So they are there to make you think that even though you prayed and even though you fasted and you've been, you know, like praising God, those giants and those mountains are there to make you feel like you didn't break through and that your prayers didn't work. But the devil is a lion, he under our feet. Them prayers did work and you're about to experience your breakthrough, y'all. So it says, this is the season to activate the word of God over your life and see mountains move at your command. The Lord wants you to look at your problems, circumstances, situations, and issues in the face and command them in Jesus' name to be removed. You got that word in your mouth. You got that power. You got the authority of God. Speak that thing. Speak those things that be not as though they were. In Jesus' name, okay? So he says, the Lord wants you to look at your problems, circumstances, situations, and issues in the face and command them in Jesus' name to be removed. 2020 will be a season and beginning of a new decade where the Lord's decrees will prevail against every obstacle, storm, and challenge you face. It's time to speak to your mountains. Always keep in mind that we all are fighting the same ancient arch enemy, y'all. That's Satan, the devil. However, each of our battles is not the same. Turn your opposition, your mountains, into opportunities, waters of blessings. Furthermore, we may get the same opportunities, but our opposition is not the same. You have to look your opposition in the eyes and command it to obey the word of the Lord. Again, it's time to speak to your mountains. They have to obey you and the authority that God has given you through the Holy Spirit. Someone may ask or say, speak to my mountains. That sounds a little crazy, insane, or off. But let me explain it more this. Let me explain it more this for those. Let me explain more of this for those who need help in understanding the allegorical biblical language. Got a little tongue twister right now, y'all. Forgive me. This is a hallmark scripture I live by in Mark 11, 23 and 24. For assuredly, I say to you, whosoever say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he speaks, he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. It's that simple, y'all. It's speaking words. It's having faith. It's believing and expecting, knowing that that word you spoke out your mouth will come to pass without a thought, y'all. You can't think about it. You got to speak it and believe. You got to believe it first before you speak that thing. Believe that thing so that when you speak it, expect it to come to pass. That's how we manifest. That's the manifestation part, y'all. So Jesus talked to things and taught that whosoever could also speak to mountains. A mountain is primarily any obstacle that stands in the way of the believer. We cannot see mountains flatten or become valleys in our life if we pray and speak and decree without doubt. It says we can see mountains flatten and valleys or become valleys in our life if we pray and speak and decree with doubt or unbelief in our hearts. We have to speak and decree with faith, y'all, faith. Faith activates the supernatural to happen. Faith is the very same thing as money is in this natural realm. We need money to live by. So we need faith to live by in the spiritual realm, y'all. So let's activate our faith, y'all. Faith, let's see. We have to speak and decree with faith. Faith activates the supernatural to happen. Faith has to match our lips and our belief system. Jesus is basically saying, do less praying for mountains to move and start commanding them to. Stop praying about them things and start speaking to them. Use your authority on them. We will be faced with many obstacles throughout our Christian journey. Oftentimes, most believers pray to the Lord. However, Jesus commanded his disciples to speak directly to obstacles and decrees by commanding that it to be moved. There's nothing wrong with discussing things with God in your prayer time. We should as children of God. But when something is blocking your progress, advancement, and breakthrough, and blessing, then Jesus said you should command, decree it out to get out of the way, y'all. And quit letting these things bully us. We better start bullying these things. When our bills start speaking to us, we better start speaking to them bills. Better be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. You know, be paid right now in Jesus' name. You're not a bill to me anymore. You're not an unpaid bill to me anymore. You are a paid bill in Jesus' name. You know, we got to start speaking to these things and believing it, that it is whatever we speak it to be, y'all. It's by faith. Okay. So I love what Job 22 and 28 says. You shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Light shall shine on your ways. By use of the word shall this verse is actually commanding us to decree. By use of the word shall, this verse is actually commanding us to decree. It also comes with a promise that when we do, those things shall be established for us. What mountain, demonic force, resistance, or hindrance is standing or hanging in the balance of you receiving your breakthrough? It is time to unblock your blessings today by speaking the decrees of the Lord over your life and those you love. Most believers just speak to God about the mountains that they are facing daily instead of following Jesus' direction and speaking directly to the mountains. Your mountains have ears. They will respond if you speak to them. Are you just speaking to the Lord concerning your day-to-day problems that occur in your life? And the power and authority that has been invested in you by the Holy Spirit? Come on, y'all. It is time to command the devil in Jesus' name to get lost once and for all. God is radically increasing our faith to speak to the impossible and make it possible for us. Oftentimes, we are waiting for God to do it for us. However, he has put it in your mouth. He's already given you the power to do it. And you waiting on him, and he waiting on you because he's already given it to you. Now he's telling you what to do. He say, decree a thing. Talk to it. Speak to it. Just like Jesus spoke to that fig tree and said, you'll never bear another fig again because it did not bear fruit in its season. So that's what we must do. We must speak to that thing. You know, if it worked for Jesus, it'll work for us. We little Jesuses running around here. So you better know, put that word in your mouth. And if you know God's will for your life, according to 1 John 5:14-15, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, and whatever we ask for, we know that we already possess it. We already possess what we have asked of him. So it's all in faith. It's all in believing. What does your heart believe? Are you believing in doubt? Doubt and belief don't go together. Doubt goes with fear. We can't have fear. You got to kick fear in the rear end. Say, get up out of here. You blocking my way. You blocking my progress. Kick fear out the way. Kick Satan in the butt. Stomp on his head. When you stomp on the floor, clap your hands. That's a form of praise. Stomp the floor. That's a form of praise. You knocking Satan upside his head. He hates noise. He hates the clap of hands because we're praising God. So, oftentimes when we ask God to do something, it's usually he's already given us the power to do just what we're asking him to do. He's already given us the power, y'all. So God is raising up mountaineers. You are armed and dangerous against the kingdom of darkness. I told y'all that we the first line of defense in the earth, y'all. We the first line of defense. You are armed and dangerous against the kingdom of darkness. Every demonic agenda, plot, and plan of the enemy against your life, family, ministry, business, marriage, church, finances, and health will fall to nothing and ruins. God is raising up righteous mountaineers that know how to become to the place where God's presence dwells and lives. You are an unshakable mountain that God wants to use to speak, pray, and decree his will to come to pass in your life. Your life has to be an example, y'all. Your life has to be an example for the simple fact. If other people are to see your light, when they see your light, the light that God has put on you, people are going to want that light. They're going to want what God is doing for you. So you are the example. So you have to look, okay, God makes us look like him. Like I say, we little Jesuses, y'all, running around here. We just have to know how to use our authority. We have authority, y'all. It's right here in our mouth. It's with the word of God. That is our sword. We have to exercise our authority in the earth. And when we do that, we get back the things that belong to us. We get back the things that are ours. We put the devil to shame. because Jesus already put him to shame. He already nailed everything to that cross, to that pole, whatever, to that tree, whatever he was hung on. Jesus already nailed it to it. And he made a spectacle out of Satan. So all we got to do is keep reminding Satan, Jesus already made a spectacle out of you. You under my feet. That's already been accomplished. He already accomplished that for us. Every time he come to you with some nonsense, hit him upside his head with the word of God, what Jesus already did. Jesus already did that thing. He already conquered death and sin and the sting of the grave. He already conquered these things for us. So you remind that old Satan what is already being done and put him in his place, y'all. Psalms 132, verses 13 through 14. For the Lord has chosen Zion. We Zion. Hey, we Zion, y'all. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. Now we are Zion, and Yahweh says he's already put that word in our mouth to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish. Come on, y'all. Start speaking things out of our mouth. Come on, y'all. Mount Zion symbolizes the place where God lives, not just visits. He wants you to become a place where he may inhabit. I told you right here is our pineal gland. That's a place of worship. When Jacob had that vision of Jacob's ladder, this was the place where he looked up and saw God at. And the ladder is the spinal column of the body, y'all. Come on. We have to understand these things. This is our place of worship within us. And then we are the church. So the spirit that's within us, y'all, that's that place. That's that secret place that's within us that connects us to our living heavenly Father. Okay? So Psalms 22 and 3 puts it like this. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. We crown him, Christ, our King, with our mouths through our praises. Your mouth is a secret weapon. What I've been telling y'all. This mouth is a sword. We have to be careful with what we speak out of it, y'all. Your mouth is a secret weapon against the enemy. Know your authority in Christ to decree and speak the will of God over everything God has put you in charge of and given you authority over. Come on now, y'all. We got the word. It flows through our belly like rivers of living water. It comes up through our belly and come on out our mouth. And it's that sword. And one puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000 to flight. You gotta know who you are. You have authority in this earth. You have authority over the earth. Once you know who you are and whose you are, you are unstoppable. Come on now. We warriors. Know who we are, y'all. So the enemy is trying to shake the faith of God's people with fear because we ain't know how to operate this thing, y'all. We have not been taught correctly how to operate in the word of God. This have not been simplified to us. And then by being simplified, it has not been, you know, it has not really been taught to us how to operate in the truth of God, in the spirit of God, how to, you know, use the word of God to take back our communities, take back our families, to take back our lives, to take back situations, to take back everything that belongs to us. Come on, y'all. All we got to do is decree it, speak it. It's going to come to us. The enemy is trying to shake the faith of God's people with fear, but you can't let fear, triumph over you. You got to triumph over fear. Kick fear in the butt with some praise. Just clap your hands. That's enough to kick fear in the butt. I believe God. Clap your hands, you know? Just let them know, hey, you ain't got no win today. We ain't taking no L's. We ain't taking no L's in 2020. We giving Satan them L's. Because we taking W's, we taking wins, okay? So fight back by speaking faith today and see mountains move immediately. Jesus addressed the faith of those who doubted. Matthew 17:20, it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, y'all know how little a mustard seed is, little tiny, tiny, tiny mustard seed. And guess what about that mustard seed? That mustard seed is the tiniest little seed. Look like the head of a pin, right? But guess what? It grows into a tree. It becomes a tree. It's a herb, but it becomes a tree. The mightiest tree that gives sunlight, that provides sunlight. And it's a mustard seed. That's how our faith can grow, as tall and strong and big as that mustard seed. That little itty, 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 itty bitty thing. God will use your little itty, 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 tiny, itty, bitty faith and make it grow into something just as great as that mustard seed tree. This is all about faith. This is all about your heart. We got to use the word of God, y'all. Wow, it's awesome. So it says that Jesus addressed the faith of those, in Matthew 17:20, it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye shall have a faith of a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be, impossible unto you. So Jesus basically says to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. Faith is being awakened in you today to see the supernatural become possibly natural every day of your life. So we have the authority to make the supernatural natural, to put some super on our natural, y'all. We got super through the authority, that word of God. That's that super on our natural, yo. Telling you, that's that super. We need that super. And this day that we're moving in, we need that super on our natural. So you are the dwelling place of God, so that your faith will be unshaken. This is the prophetic word for you. For God is saying in Isaiah 52:1-2, awake, awake, clothe yourself in strength, O Zion. Clothe yourself in beauty, Zion, garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean will no longer come into you. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, O captive Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the chains around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Decree God's will in this new year, 2020, and watch and see your mountains flatten and the impossible obey the voice of the Lord on the inside of you. So the thing is to watch the word of God, because it is your authority in the earth. And Zion, sons of God, daughters of Zion, we are the ones who came through the diaspora, the African diaspora. We are the only ones who are hidden in the earth without a true identity other than what was given to us. We are the ones who can't put our finger on what has truly happened to us. All we have to go on is what the world tells us is who we are, what happened to us. But as we see what they say and how they said that we are these certain people, that we are the Negroes of Canaan, that don't even match up, because the blessing and the curses is not under Ham's seed. It's under Shem's seed. So if we went into a 400-year punishment, which we can find in Genesis 15:13-14, and even in Acts 7:6-7, then they could not possibly make us be Ham. We must be Shem. Come on, y'all. Don't let the world tell you. Don't let the world put on you what they say who you are. You better know who you are according to this word of God. So I wanted to leave you with that word with Hakeem Collins with his ministries. And you can find him at his website at HakeemCollinsMinistry.com. And Dr. Hakeem Collins is a part of a new generation of world changers gifted with a unique dual apostolic and prophetic call. He is a sought after conference, church, and ministry speaker who has traveled extensively throughout the United States preaching the message of the kingdom. So with that, I want to just leave you guys with the word of God that I've been telling you all up until the end of last year, going into this year. We have a pineal gland. We are a special people. We are not like the rest of the people of the earth. We are someone different, you all. We are a group of people who were punished because we turned our back on our Heavenly Father. This was a time limit given to our whole circumstances of the reality that we are living. We've come to the end. We come to the end of one climatical time period, and we're about to see fireworks. We're about to see the trueness of what's truly going on. And although you haven't seen it yet, wait for it, because it is sure to happen, and we are living. It will happen in our lifetime. We are living in the times where this thing is about to happen. Just as we can see, you know, in the world news, how our president has gone and attacked Iran. Come on, y'all. You know, this is a very different world we're living in. We have a very different man for president who is reckless with his mouth, who's reckless with, you know, having a certain group of people, you know, the alt-right people. He just gave Africans of the diaspora to these people. He basically served us on a platter to these people, saying that, you know, he wants to take us back 400 years. We ain't going back 400 years. We became capitalism because that was a part of our punishment. We're still a source of capitalism to them today. We're at the end of this 400 years. We're coming up out of this thing, y'all. And the way to do it is to decree and declare with the authority God put inside of you. He says that all of Israel will be saved. But check this out, Israel, melanated Israel, who came through the African diaspora. You better know that when our ancestors were in the wilderness of nations and the people wanted to make a golden calf and serve them as their gods, part of the people were with these, were with the people who wanted to make the golden calf. Then you had the other people who was with, who was on God's side. Now, when Moses came off that mountain, he said, "Who all with God? Come over here." He said, "Who all with, you know, want to serve them golden calf?" Y'all going over there with them golden calf. So the people divided. And when they divided, what did the earth open up and do? It swallowed all of those who didn't have a heart for God, who wanted to serve those golden calves, you know, idol worship, who want to make themselves idols, you know, serve themselves because they think they gods or whatever, you know. God got a plan for all of this. So wherever you line up at, that's where you fall at in this whole scenario, y'all. You know, you decide with your mouth and your heart if you gonna serve God or if you serving yourself, which means, you know, you're serving Satan. Regardless, if you say you ain't serving Satan, you are serving Satan if you're serving yourself. If you say, "I don't believe in God, I don't want no parts of that, I'm not religious, none of that," you're serving yourself or you're serving Satan. Okay? So I want you to understand those two things. That just because you black, don't mean you got no black card to get into heaven. It ain't like that. It still goes upon your heart What is your heart like? Do you have a heart for people, to love your neighbor? Come on, y'all. All of this is about to be revealed. We are about to be revealed as the children of Israel, the descendants of the children of Israel. And the world is about to know for sure. And I do feel bad for those modern day Israelites who are being attacked now. I feel bad for them because they're living a lie. They're living a lie saying that there are people that they are not. They have our treasures and they don't know that this is spiritual. And they think they're laughing in our face saying, okay, we got y'all stuff. Now what? It ain't like y'all finna come take it back. But they don't know this is spiritual. And when you are operating under a spiritual curse, what happens once that curse is completed? Things revert. They revert back to whatever the end of that curse says, then that's what happens. So the end of the curse says that God will redeem us, right? It says he's going to redeem his children. So in redeeming us, we get to enjoy the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. We've already served out the curses. And what's coming on the world is not meant for us. So, and the word of God says that when we are revealed, all the creation are waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. So when we are revealed with this pineal gland, when it gives us a halo glow, then those nations of people, each one of them are going to grab hold to us, you know, at least 10 of them. The Bible says 10 of them going to grab a hold of us and say, we want to share in your blessing. We want to go where you go. So right there, that's a part of that second Exodus. We're living in that time frame, and that is what is about to happen for us. So yes, speak those things that be not as though they were. Position yourself, y'all. Put those pictures on the wall. Get your mouth to line up with the things that you're asking God for. Because you can ask God for things. He said there's no good thing he will withhold from his children. This ain't about no wants and needs. He said, ask and it shall be given. Okay? So quit being religious about this, because religion kills. Religion keeps us confused. This is not religion. This is our way of life. We are manifestors. You need to know how to manifest. You need to speak, expect, and witness the things that you say out your mouth. You need to see with your eyes. Okay? So I'm going to leave this broadcast with you guys. And I pray that this weekend, going into this weekend, you all have a blessed weekend. And I pray that 2020 is a blessed year for everyone. And that, I pray that this new year, in this year that we are revealed as the children of the Most High God, that we are revealed as the descendants of the children of Israel. So I believe we're living in that time frame, and whether it happens this year, next year, or whenever it happens, I believe that it's well within our lifetime, y'all, that this will happen. So until next week, I will see you all again. Please share this message and buy my book, y'all, so you can share it with your children, and take my books to these schools or to your churches, actually to your churches, so that, you know, my book can be taught, you know, in a class. Somebody needs to teach from my book in your churches, y'all, you know, or y'all, Bible study at home, you know, do a home study course where you're teaching from my book. Show these pictures. Let everybody see how we used to look back in the BC times, because that proves that we line up with scripture. We have fulfilled the 400 years. We have fulfilled scripture. So that is our proof, our burning of proof. You all need to tell your children so your children will see who we are as a people. So please, 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 I'm asking you, share this information so each one can teach one, so each one can reach one, y'all. We need to wake up together. So with that, I leave you. Have a great day. And goodbye for now. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Stay.